This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Today's Veterans Day, and I'd like to honor all those who served our country. And for those who've come back from war with injuries that include post-traumatic stress, transitioning from combat to civilian life isn't easy. Experts are going back to lessons from long ago about the role nature has in healing. I have another radio show called 15 with the Author, and several years ago, I talked with Stephanie Westland, who wrote Field Exercises, How Veterans Are Healing Themselves Through Farming and Outdoor Activities. It's been a much-needed look at the healing properties of being in nature, such as in gardening, for our veterans. I'll post my interview with Stephanie on GardenBite.com. What's so interesting is how going back to the land, farming or gardening, being it vegetables or flowers or forests, can reduce the feelings of anxiety and stress, so often accompanied with traumatic events in a person's life. I know for me, just being outside makes me feel better. Okay, maybe not when it's 30 below and I'm shoveling 5 feet of snow, but you catch my drift. It's not just the sight of nature, but the feel of soil. Researchers continue studying mycobacterium in soil and say that it acts like serotonin. Gardeners inhale the bacteria, have topical contact with it, and get it into their bloodstreams when there's a cut or other pathway for infection. Early indicators of tests on rats are finding the natural effects of the soil bacteria antidepressant can be felt for up to 3 weeks. This isn't pseudoscience. These are university-based researchers discovering what our ancestors may not have known, but rather felt as they worked and played outdoors. In the book Field Exercises, returning soldiers often don't feel safe, but as they walk through gardens, stroll paths through parks, or work the soil, a sense of security often settles on them. God bless our veterans. Thank you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.